From Maine Public Radio and mainepublic.org, I'm Nora Flaherty, bringing you the news on this day in Maine, Thursday, February 18th, 2021.
This Day in Maine is made possible by listeners and by the Maine law firm of Eaton Peabody, serving generations of Maine families and businesses from offices in Augusta, Bangor, Brunswick, Ellsworth, and Portland.
The Maine Center for Disease Control is reporting 218 new cases of COVID-19 today. One more person with the disease has died. 2 years ago, lawmakers provided $5 million for distribution to organizations that work with victims of domestic violence. The proposed state budget this year does not include a similar appropriation, and as Maleri reports, the omission came under fire at a budget hearing before the legislature's Appropriations Committee.
The Maine Coalition to End Domestic Violence and the Maine Coalition Against Sexual Assault told lawmakers the $5 million provided in the last budget was critical for responding to domestic violence cases that surged during the pandemic. Betsy Sweet, a spokesperson for both organizations, said her clients hope funding would be continued in this budget.
It was the first investment that the state had made in these two services in 20 years, even though we know that the epidemic of domestic violence and sexual assault has increased.
Sweet said more than 600 people sought shelter because of domestic violence last year, and the number of calls to domestic violence hotlines increased by 22%. Nearly half of the callers needed legal assistance. The money in last year's budget was considered a one-time appropriation, but Sweet says the need is so great that it should be part of the ongoing state services budget. The committee will consider the request as work on the budget continues over the next several weeks. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Mal Leary.
And Maine Medical Center will form a new Centers for Biomedical Research Excellence with the goal of improving healthcare in rural areas. The new center will be funded by a nearly $13 million grant from the National Institutes of Health. Among other things, Maine Med's Chief Academic Officer, Dr. Doug Sawyer, says the grant will help establish infrastructure necessary to serve rural communities.
Maine values are rurality. We have industries that require rurality to some extent. When you think about forestry services, agriculture, and of course, when people go to work out at sea, that's its own form of rurality. We value those things, and we want to support the health and the care that people need when they have an emergency.
Sawyer says the grant will also support clinical research. In weather tonight, light snow late south and west, otherwise clouds increasing with lows 2 above to the low 20s. The Androscoggin County Commissioners have firmly rejected an anti-masking proposal pushed by one member. But as Fred Bever reports, Wednesday night's meeting also turned into a free-for-all for debate over individual rights, civic responsibilities in a pandemic, and public access to government.
Commissioner Isaiah Larry has sought to bar the county from enforcing executive orders by Governor Janet Mills requiring face coverings to be worn in some public settings. But at a virtual meeting Wednesday night, several board members said it was dishonest to suggest the county-level government has the authority to defy state mandates.
I understand that many will not like this. I think some in my own party will be angry with me for taking this stand. I can live with that because I'm being truthful with you.
Sally Christner, a Republican, chairs the commission. She apologized to members of the public who have contacted her about the issue.
The situation has raised the anxiety in your life. It's created a great deal of unrest. And frankly, it's created a lot of chaos in our community. And it's over a motion that really we had no authority to begin with.
The legislature, she says, is the proper place for that debate, noting that several bills to restrict the governor's authority have been introduced there. Larry argued the points, but in an effort to gain some support from the board, he offered an amendment calling instead to bar county funds from being used to enforce the mask requirements and to require the county to challenge the governor's mandates in the state Supreme Court.
We do have the power to put forth an important question as a commission. There is legal precedent for that, and this is something that could be done. So I respectfully request you retract the statement that there's nothing we can do. We can do something, and we should, as a commission, speak out.
Larry had no takers, and his was the lone vote supporting his proposals in any form. But while his efforts to defy the state mask mandates failed, the debate broke out anew in a discussion of masking policies for workers and visitors to the county office building. Members of the public were invited to weigh in, and many did, including William Keniston.
We're talking a little bit about tyranny and how you guys do not see it. Well, tyranny starts small, and these little steps that were taken are eventually going to lead to something, even if nobody wants to admit that.
The debate often grew heated, mostly as Larry interrupted other board members to insist that proper procedures were not being followed. One outside government official, Lewiston Planning Board member and former school board chairwoman Linda Scott, said she was dismayed by the display.
And I find this utterly embarrassing. And I think that there are some commissioners that should be absolutely ashamed of themselves for trying to push a personal agenda.
Mask policies for the county building were tabled for further review of medical exemptions. Late in the evening, on a split vote, the board chose to hold its next meeting in person, but while wearing masks or face shields, and allowing the public to participate under the same conditions in person or via Zoom. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Fred Bever.
And that's today's Maine News. You can find more stories online at mainepublic.org and join us tomorrow morning at 11 for Maine Calling. I'm Nora Flaherty.